Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? Our scripture this morning comes from Luke chapter 18, the parable of the widow and the unjust judge. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for the people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ.
Thank you, Elders Kate Correll, Choir Director Ivan, and Organist Robert Phillips. Thank you so much. It is my joy and blessing to introduce our guest preacher on this very special Sunday, the Reverend Dr. Siosiah F. Tuitai is our East District Superintendent. I call him D.S. Saya, or Reverend Saya. Yeah, and he is, I think Saya is his official short name. The Reverend Saya brings a deep spirituality and compassionate ministry to the East District. He was the co-chair for the California Pacific Conference, Pacific Islanders Commission, and the first Pacific Island District Superintendent for our annual conference. He is a graduate of the UC San Diego and completed a BA in biochemistry and cell biology in 1989. Saya began a career in the San Diego County Probation Department that lasted until 2000, when he responded to an increasing sense of call to the ministry. He attended the Claremont School of Theology, where he received both his Master of Divinity and Doctor of Ministry degrees. And while yet a student, Saya was appointed to Tulusa-Taisi Pacific Islanders UMC in July 2003 until June 2008, when he was appointed to Santa Ana UMC. Then in 2021, am I right, Saya? He was appointed to our East District as a district superintendent. He has served in numerous committees in the annual conference and on the general conference level. He is married to Mona Lisa Salakielu Tuitahi, our first elected lay delegate to the General Conference, and they are parents to four wonderful children, three in college, wow, and one in high school. The spiritual leadership role of DS is like a pastor of pastors. Yeah, he's my pastor. So, and at the same time, he's my immediate supervisor in the conference. So his sermon, this title this morning is 150 Years of Persistence. Let us welcome D.S. Saya with our big hands.
Thank you so much. All right. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, we come to you as a community, as your body, and as your children, with hearts of great thankfulness and gratefulness. We praise you and adore you. We thank you for your grace and steadfast love for all gathered here and those online and telephones. Speak your words to all of us this morning. Guide us on this journey so we will be closer to you and the everlasting life. Amen. What a joy to join you in this sacred space and place to celebrate and thank God for 150 years of ministry. And in the spirit of our reading this morning, 150 years of persistence. A big thank you to Pastor J.T. Kim and the committee for the sesquicentennial celebration of First United Methodist Church of Riverside. I also bring greetings from the bishop and the cabinet. The bishop regrets that he was not able to be here with us due to his scheduling, but their prayers, their spirits are with us, and their prayer is for another 150 years of fruitful ministry in this church. But before I say anything else this morning, let me thank you, you who are here this morning, to you who are joining us online, and for those of you on telephones who are the makeup of this community of faith. Let me say to you on behalf of the bishop, on behalf of the cabinet and the annual conference leadership, thank you for your persistence in service and in giving and everything that you do. And thank you for your persistence. On this day, when we gather as a community to celebrate 150 years of life for First United Methodist Church of Riverside, I am delighted to receive the gift of the word. And as Luke tells us in his gospel this morning, one of the lectionary lessons for the day, you see, personally, I find the lectionary a much like a loyal friend, always appearing at just the right time and just the right word. But this morning, you might ask, what does a parable of a story of the unjust judge and a persistent widow have to do with the celebration of this important milestone in the life of the church? But for me, the answer is the prelude of Luke's story. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. 150 years of life for the First United Methodist Church of Riverside is essentially 150 years of prayer and not giving up, or prayer and persistence. Jesus then goes on to show in vivid terms what pray and not give up looks like. It is like a widow who is persistent in searching for justice and constantly pleading with an unjust judge, and a judge who did not practice justice. But it is the widow's persistence, her act of praying and not giving up, that moves this unjust judge to hand out justice to the widow, something that is utterly foreign to him. And then Luke concludes, if the unjust judge changes his heart and offers the widow the justice she seeks, how much more will God bring about justice for his chosen ones? If they cry out day and night, if they pray without giving up, indeed, God will see that they get justice and quickly as well. 150 years of prayers and persistence, it is almost overwhelming to think about the depth, the brevity of 150 years of prayers and not giving up. I can only imagine the prayers of those seven people who decided to answer God's call to build a church at the intersection of 6th and Orange in the newly formed colony named Riverside. I imagine there would have been lots of anxiety and uncertainties in this new colony that just barely started in 1870. In fact, the state of California was barely an infant, having gained statehood in 1850. So one can only imagine the tumultuous environment of those early years, when Native Americans were displaced, uncertainties in land ownership between America, Mexico, and maybe even Spain still lingered. And history has it that the colony started as land purchased for growing silk. But with its failure, the beginning of the citrus industry in this area. In the midst of this chaotic time, seven people prayed and did not give up. For 150 years of prayers and persistence, though its early years as a church, a time period known as the Gilded Age in America, when America became prosperous and saw unprecedented growth in industry, technology, and migration. But there were years fraught with deep social problem and racial discrimination, gender inequality, health issues, and yet the members of this church prayed without giving up. They prayed through wars, pandemics, economic depression, civil rights violations, and the list goes on and on. But they continued to pray and persisted. For the first 75 years, it grew from a seven-member group. This church persisted and thrived. There were adult fellowship groups such as the Fidelis and Builders, the Over 40 Fellowship, the Methodist Young Fellowship, as well as an active United Methodist Women, United Methodist Men. Over the years, organized mission trips sponsored by Boy Scouts as well, and later on by Girl Scouts, Bible studies, classes, small groups, vacation Bible schools, and women's retreats, and much, much more. The members of this church also planted churches in the other parts of this city, including Highgrove, Arlington, Wesley, Grace, and Rubido Methodist churches. However, it was not free of problems or disasters. 1947, the fire took the sanctuary and the church. Members of this church refused to have the fire and destruction be the last words. The rebuilding process followed. Other church communities helped to design and build this campus. And for the next 75 years at this Brockton site, First United Methodist Church of Riverside continued to persist as the body of Christ for all people. More programs were added, including what we heard this morning, the preschool, Meals on Wheels, improved music program, and much, much more. Furthermore, this church insisted on building a beloved community. All races were welcome, were active members in building God's kingdom on earth in this community and beyond. And specifically, African American, who had all kind of issues at that time, were welcomed and were involved in the life of the church. And today, it is the same welcoming church. And today, our change is still the same as that which moved the original seven members to pray. Our charge today is continuous to pray without giving up. Now, forgive me, but I do not mean just the cliched and superficial, let's get this over with prayer. or let me pray only when I need something, or even here is my laundry list of what I need prayer for. Rather, it is a way of life. It is an embodiment of a complete faith and trust in God, and trust in all seasons of life. It is the sheer determination of a widow who will not take no for an answer. In our Wesleyan terms, prayer is a means of grace through which we experience the presence and grace of God. In prayer, we make ourselves available to God, opening ourselves to the power of God's love that heals and forms us into the image of Christ, and then propels us to go out and be God's hands and God's feet in the world. Now I know that we have been living in some real dire circumstances. The world has already divided before COVID-19. And the pandemic just simply highlighted some of our own brokenness. Our nation is a house divided, and the very foundation of this country is shaken. Racism and all type of isms of all types is yet another pandemic for us. War rages on in parts of the world, and it is unbelievably possible for a world leader to simply destroy another country as if it is off the map, just erasing it off the map of the world. And now, even in our own house, even in our own denomination, we are experiencing brokenness of division and schism. And yet, the charge is still the same. Pray without giving up. Our world is no different than the world of those past 150 years when the original seven and endless others, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, sons, daughters, friends, and family prayed without giving up. To be sure, praying will not spare us from these trials and tribulations, but it will open ourselves to the power of God's love. It will help us to take the next faithful step in our journey. The prayers of the last 150 years were like the repeated pleas of the widow, and God answered by granting the people of First United Methodist Church of Riverside the strength, the courage, and grace to be the church, to be an extension of Christ's life and ministry in this community and to this world. What would those next faithful steps then be for First United Methodist Church of Riverside, we ask? Just the next steps. I'm not talking about the whole staircase or the entire map. How is God calling you to be the church today in the city of Riverside and beyond? My prayer for you is that you will find the strength to pray without giving up. Or in the words of Paul, in another of today's lectionary lessons to Timothy, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. And to end, I have an image in mind that I want to share with you this morning. My wife, Mona Lisa, is an attorney, and she shared with me once an image that defines the concept of foreseeability in tort law. Or was the harm that gave rise to a tort case foreseeable? It's often hard to grasp the best way to grasp the concept of this, but to envision someone standing in the last car of a train facing the back while the train is moving forward, everything that he or she sees, That is, everything that is a part of a landscape is foreseeable. We are privileged, all of us, to stand here today, taking in 100 years of life. We see the truth of the word in Ecclesiastes. There is nothing new under the sun. But best of all, we see without a doubt the persistence of people like all of you. 150 years worth of people who prayed and did not give up. Your persistence, their persistence of those that went before you, and your continued persistence humbles me. And I know for sure that I'm standing on hallowed ground with deep gratitude for 150 years of persistence. And then our text said this morning, then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.